USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Baltimore has broken its annual per capita homicide record after reaching their 342nd killing. With just over 600,000 residents, the city hit a historically high homicide rate of 57 per 100,000 people. The new rate eclipses that of 1993, when the city had a record of 353 killings, but was more populous before years of exodus began. New York City, with more than 8 million residents, had 306 homicides. This is the fifth year in a row that the city of Baltimore has reported more than 300 killings. A federal judge has ruled the city of Dallas is not liable for an off-duty police officer fatally shooting a man in his own apartment last year. U.S. District Judge Barbara Lynn dismissed the city from the civil lawsuit. It makes a large financial settlement unlikely. This is USA Radio News.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance, and it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, and over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A 17-year sentence for a New York City man who sought to aid the Islamic State group by trying to kill an FBI agent is shockingly low, according to a federal appeals court, and it ordered a judge to re-sentence him. The second U.S. District Court of Appeals in Manhattan ordered a new outcome in Brooklyn Federal Court for Fareed Mamouni, saying sentencing guidelines that recommended an 85-year prison term for him reflect the judgment by Congress that terrorism is different than any other crime. One of the three judges on the appeal panel said it would be fine if Mamouni received the same sentence again if the judge would better explain the reasoning behind it. One of the largest school districts in the United States has announced it will allow students one excused absence per school year to participate in civic activities such as protests. Fairfax County Public Schools in Virginia plans to start allowing the absences January 22nd. This is USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA. Buy one, get one free special on a MyPillow is going on right now. And if you don't like it, you got 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me, it's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com, Radio Listener Special, and use my promo code USA on a MyPillow premium pillow.
Russia has a new weapon. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
Russia's defense minister claiming that nation's new intercontinental weapon that flies 27 times faster than the speed of sound is now operational. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said the Avangard hypersonic glide vehicle is a technological breakthrough comparable to the nation launching the first ever Soviet satellite back in 1957. China's working on a similar weapon. The weapon launches atop a traditional intercontinental ballistic missile, but then separates and makes sharp maneuvers in the atmosphere, making it difficult to intercept. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Legendary radio personality Don Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.